All right. We're here at the United Center as we're getting ready for the big Blackhawks versus Flyers game tonight. And the chef de cuisine here, Mike Arcimone, is with us. And Mike has been, he feeds 20,000 people a night here. He knows a little something about something. And it is our tradition that he joins us on the show at some point during all of our live broadcasts out here, because we have a very high winning percentage when he does. And right now the Hawks could use the help, don't you think? Yes.
You know, I don't want to put a lot of pressure on myself and say if they win, it's because of me.
Yes.
Because, of course, I'm not shooting or playing defense.
That's
but
true.
It seemed to work last year for the playoffs.
Yeah, it did.
Whenever I came on the show, I think we were undefeated.
Yeah. So let's just go with that.
Yeah.
And I guess now it's interesting, because we were talking last time we were talking to you about this, that the team does, add certain things and take other things out. They do these very high protein, lean kinds of things, whether it's the green drink that you prepare for them, or this other kind of, what was it before? There was like a kind of a porridge-y kind of thing.
Yeah, there was a porridge that they were doing during the wintertime for high carbs, and then something that will hold a little bit longer in the stomach as well. It's quite interesting, because we had a class about a week and a half ago, and we learned some more about science and sports and how the body reacts, and it's kind of a 360 for us normal people, is we're told no carbs, no carbs, no carbs.
Right.
But when you're looking at a professional athlete, it's high carbs, definitely before practice, before a game, and then it's the protein afterwards for the recovery that's very important.
Right, because when you stop and you think about it, I mean, that's why the distance runners, they have that big carbo-loading dinner the night before. Without a lot of protein, because protein's a little harder to digest, right, than the carbs.
Exactly.
The carbs just go into instant energy.
Yeah, and the body burns it a different way for fuel.
Right.
And
it's
stored in a different location.
And now all these guys have, based on their own bodies, right, it's all calculated individually. A lot of them drink individual stuff. I know Marian Hossa guzzles this brown stuff after every game. He can't get enough of it, but it's calculated based off of what your body needs and what it can, attribute. So it's individual smoothies now for all these guys.
Yeah, beet juice is very popular now as a pre-drink prior to working out.
What's in the beet that's so?
The person teaching our class didn't go really in depth with it. Like what's working in there? But
beets are high in sugar though.
Carbohydrate. And the main thing was the soil that it's grown in was the most important part. If it was good or not.
Wow.
To use. Yeah, and it was interesting.
I like beets, but I don't know if I would. I don't know. I never thought of them as the answer to anything. So
right.
what can you do with a beet? What do you do with a beet?
Well, the things we talked about was, a lot of these guys are young, and they have their mind already, their perception. I'm not eating beets. Mm-hmm. I don't like beets.
Right.
So you got to figure out how can we get beets into a dish, and they don't know the beets are in there. So it's
these guys, what are they, 8-year-olds? I mean, this is a little different. But
people, if there's something you don't like,
you're
gonna find it.
Yeah, that's true.
So it's like making maybe a wild rice, and then maybe you chop up some beets, but also in there you put some cranberries. So maybe they get the cranberry a little more prevalent than the beets itself.
Got it.
That way they're kind of getting it. And now there's like beet powders. So there's a recovery kind of gelatin that's made. And maybe you sneak a little beet powder in there with a little vitamin C powder, and they don't even taste the beet.
And the beets are for recovery.
Yeah.
That's interesting. So, and there must be some sort of chemical composition in them or whatever, because it's a dark, because beets are dark, right? Mm-hmm. And they always say darker fruits and vegetables are better for you than the lighter ones.
Yeah. Yeah, but it's before high-intensity workouts, too. The other thing that was really interesting to me was the amount someone perspires as far as rehydration.
That's bad for me. That's real bad for me.
Yeah.
What do you do there for rehydration?
Well, it was interesting that one of the examples that was given was there was a marathon runner who kept passing out during races, and he was in perfect shape, and they found that he sweated so much there was no way for him to physically put more fluid back into his body in enough time to make to run marathons, so he had to stop running them. And do half marathons.
Wow.
So they do studies now, and they'll test a couple people just to see how much they perspire. And, it's still the old rule of thumb is if it's an hour or under, water's great. But then once you go above that hour, then it's the different things with the electrolytes and different things like that.
Right. Sugar and salt is basically what you're trying to
replenish.
And you got
to watch potassium. There's got to be a balance between potassium and salt, too.
Right.
Can you recall the craziest thing that you ever had to concoct for somebody, whether it's putting it in or taking it out? You don't have to name names, but there has to be some crazy requests.
I'd have to think about that. I would say we get more crazy requests when it comes to a backstage of a concert.
Like all orange M&Ms in the bowl.
Oh, there's crazy stuff. You wouldn't even – I mean, I should bring a list one day.
Yeah, of the riders. I mean, I've seen these.
That's requested.
Anytime the government's paying for a musical act, whether it's like the State Fair of Illinois or, you know, whatever it happens to be, you know, these guys, the bands, they have the same rider for the governments or for the promoters at the United Center or for Jam or, you know, whatever it happens to be. And they don't think that it's actually going to get out. But through the Freedom of Information Act, when they do the state fair, we get to see them, and we always pull them because we want to see the goofy stuff that these guys are asking for.
Right.
And one of the interesting things, they're always asking for Persian rugs.
The core of the rooms. Yeah, I don't know. But
they are always. It's a strange. They always want like, and then they request a certain type of light bulb, which I kind of understand, and draperies and things like that, and they will bring their own chairs sometimes because they're used to that, and then they do request, and they have there's a very interesting kind of strata that they live on. The artists are going to eat and drink a certain thing. Then the band is going to eat and drink a certain thing. And the roadies are going to eat and drink a certain thing.
Yeah.
And it's definitely a downhill slide from the artist down to the roadie, right? And they stop to care about the roadie at about halfway through.
But he's your meat and potatoes guy, so he's easy.
Yeah.
If you've got good protein and starches, they're happy because they're working a lot.
Right,
you
Doritos.
You know, pre-set up and break down. So they're happy with that. But you're right. It does kind of trend upwards as you get closer to the main person.
Right.
But like I told you before, the experience that I've had is the older the entertainer, the more healthier, like an athlete.
Sure.
It's the older athletes that tend to really watch their nutrition. Then the guy who's 20-something and thinks I'm invincible, I'll play forever.
Yeah.
Oh. And same with your entertainers. They're the same way.
Don't I know it. That's exactly how I feel about myself. All right. Well, Mike, let's try to get a win here against the Flyers because it's starting to – you know, Hawks fans are starting to feel a little bit shaky at the moment because it's been a rough couple of weeks. But they got a lot of new players. This is still one of the greatest franchises you'll ever be able to see on ice. And if you have a chance to come out and see him, come out and see him.
I will tell you, don't worry. I've been here for 7 years, and you have that core that they seem to, whenever their back's up against it, they come out of it pretty good. So.
Hey, what did the Who, when they were here, can you tell me what they ate?
We didn't do their food. They had their own caterer.
Yeah, because I know that.
Yeah,
that
some people travel with their own caterer.
Yeah, both those guys are very particular.
Yeah.
I know about what they eat.
Yeah.
So it'd be it's interesting. I'd like to know.
You're going to marry a singer? Be careful, because they're going to be very picky.
So are talk show hosts. Thank you, Mike. Appreciate you being here.